This episode was recorded on April 20th, 2020 at 11 a.m., and the interview audio was recorded a few weeks in advance. Some things might have changed since then. For the most up-to-date information from Kansas Farm Bureau, visit www.kfb.org.
You know, ultimately, I think the biggest thing is you know, I think that we're set up in a pretty good situation. One thing that we always talk about, you know, you go through classes as an administrator and, you know, talk about is the technological divide among students and just the access that some people have and don't have. And, you know, that's the one thing that has to be accounted for in a situation like this is who has internet, you know, whose internet solely relies on their cell phone data. You know, and what we found is that's, you know, that is the biggest hurdle.
That is the voice of John Niehuis. He is the principal of Grizzly County High School in Tribune, Kansas, talking about one of the many challenges his school district, along with many others across the state, will be facing as they move classes online. That's today on Inside Ag from Kansas Farm Bureau. Governor Laura Kelly and Education Commissioner Randy Watson at the time laid out a bold plan, suspending in-person classes for all school districts across the state. That announcement at the time was shocking. We became the first state in the nation to do it. But as time moved on, it became what would be the framework for other states.
Is who has internet, you know, whose internet solely relies on their cell phone data. You know, and what we found is that's, you know, that is the biggest hurdle because, you know, we're in a situation, we're pretty lucky. We're one-to-one device schools, 6 through 12, and we have enough devices to get at least one or two in every household to help ease this process. You know, we got a great staff that's done a lot of things. They're working the hind ends off, you know, to make sure that our kids are going to have something there and they're going to be learning and we're going to be moving forward. You know, but the hardest transition is, you know, we have kids that are used to Google and Google Classroom, you know, at the 6-12 level. I think the hardest thing right now is, you know, we're going to have parents and students at the K-5 level who are on a system or an app like Seesaw where you can have conversations and give homework and get feedback. You know, that's going to be a learning curve for them. You know, our 6-12 is set up pretty decent. They're used to everything that's going to be thrown at them.
The internet access John mentions is a common struggle for school districts across the state. Some people can't afford internet, while in some areas there simply is not internet access at all. But John said that he is thankful the state put out a plan instead of leaving them in the dark.
You know, I probably have a different take than most people. I got friends in other states doing a similar job to me, or they're superintendents or that are teachers. You know, and right now they're in limbo. They're on a 4-week deal, so they just have a rough plan. You know, the one thing I will say is that, you know, love it or hate it, you know, at least leadership at this point gave us a plan for the remainder of the year. So we're not playing in limbo going, okay, we're playing for 4 weeks, and then we get 3.5 weeks out and go, well, we're going to stay online. You know, at least educators in Kansas and administrators know exactly what's coming until May, you know.
That plan that Governor Kelly released is now being used by other states like Texas, where Governor Greg Abbott has also now announced that they will also be putting a hold on in-person learning. But challenges to schools in Southwest Kansas can be unique at times. A number of students in the school districts across the region are just learning English, and their parents only speak one language. But John says USD 200, along with other districts, are lucky and working on finding solutions for those students.
You know, we have a wonderful lady here who handles most of our translation. Now we actually have two that work on it, but she's been excellent at, you know, working outside of hours, after hours. When we get her stuff, she does everything she can to translate them. You know, we're sending those messages out in both English and Spanish. You know, we're trying to communicate and be as approachable and be as helpful as we can to all of our families, and especially those families. You know, and we have an ELL and migrant staff and a Title I staff that, you know, is going to bat for those kids really hard, wanting to have that in-person, that small group instruction that is allowed based on some of the exemptions, you know, given to the KSDE and Commissioner Watson. And that's what, you know, those teachers are going to bat for them. You know, they want them in the classroom. You know, but as a part of that process too, we're working on waivers too, that, you know, we want parents, even though they want this, they need to understand that, you know, they're putting themselves at risk. They're putting their other kids at risk, their kids at risk, you know, and you know, we're not mandating this from teachers. This is their idea. They're the ones that really want to do this, and they're spearheading that movement to be able to offer some of that to really help those kids that struggle in that in that sense of trying to learn a second language. So they're doing that, and they're taking on risks themselves, and they understand the risk, you know, that they're putting themselves into. But, you know, I think that's what the state's probably finding out about teachers. You know, sometimes they don't always have the greatest reputation, but, you know, when it comes to the down to the end of the day, you know, they're going to try and do whatever they think is best for kids, you know, even if it causes hardship on them a little bit. And I think that's the part that's overlooked a lot, you know, especially with all the finance stuff that's gone on in the past. You know, people forget how much all these teachers and administrators and just education people care, you know, and how much time they put in outside of a normal day. And I think that's what everybody's going to see out of this process, you know, is just how much teachers care about all these students and how much they want them to succeed.
That is Inside Ag for today. For Kansas Farm Bureau, the voice of agriculture, I'm Noah Ochsner. Inside Ag is made possible by the Kansas Farm Bureau members across the 105 counties of Kansas. To find out how you can become a member, visit www.kfb.org/join.